shipping in the industry.
Deadly blast slams into two hotels in Indonesia, one the Marriott, the other the Ritz-Carlton. So far, at least 9 people dead and dozens wounded. Don't know if any Americans were hit by this attack, by this bomb it's believed to be in these hotels, these upper-end hotels in the Indonesian capital. A timely guest joining us, Jeff Atticott. He is the director for terrorism law at St. Mary's University School of Law. He's coming up in another 10 minutes or so. We'll ask him about some of these attacks overseas and, of course, about Dick Cheney, the former vice president in the secret counterterrorism program. Did he break the law? Jeff Atticott has some interesting thoughts on that. In the meantime, some other things happened in the country, including the firefighters getting their day to face Sonia Sotomayor at the confirmation hearings. She is going to be the next Supreme Court justice. It is written in stone unless, no joke, something incredible happens in the next week and a half. She should be confirmed the next couple of weeks and ready to roll in the fall. But the heat was turned up a little bit with Frank Ricci and some of the other guys there at the confirmation hearings because this was the big buildup. And remember, it was her court when she was a federal appellate judge that ruled that the test that the firemen took, the white firemen in Hartford, Connecticut, were discriminatory. So basically, the firemen kept pursuing it. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And, of course, in a 5-4 decision, that was overturned. In the meantime, also, our president, who is cheerleading on the sidelines for his Supreme Court nominee and the health care reform measure, took some time to speak in front of the NAACP. Here's what he had to say.
But all these innovative programs and expanded opportunities will not in and of themselves make a difference if each of us, as parents and as community leaders, fail to do our part by encouraging excellence in our children. Government programs alone won't get our children to the promised land. We need a new mindset, a new set of attitudes, because one of the most durable and destructive legacies of discrimination is the way we've internalized a sense of limitation. How so many in our community have come to expect so little from the world and from themselves. We've got to say to our children, yes, if you're African American, the odds of growing up amid crime and gangs are higher. Yes, if you live in a poor neighborhood, you will face challenges that somebody in a wealthy suburb does not have to face. But that's not a reason to get bad grades. That's not a reason to cut class. That's not a reason to give up on your education and drop out of school. No one has written your destiny for you. Your destiny is in your hands. You cannot forget that. That's what we have to teach all of our children. No excuses.
All right, so Obama, big historic moment, of course, in that address that he made, talking about the pain of discrimination persisting. That kind of was the focus of his words. And for a long time now, of course, many African Americans thought that they were being left out, certainly. And by this new president, the excitement that that created and the historic moment, we're waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen with Barack Obama, the essentially new president, right? It's been 6 months. So that was at the center of what he talked about, honoring the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People's 100th convention. So how about that 100th convention? And like I said, it was a very powerful moment, certainly, for the people in the room. And it was a long time coming, so say many who were not happy about that. Did a little quick research about how many presidents have actually spoken to the NAACP. And did you know this? Every president since 1909 has gone and done some kind of an address at least once, some a little bit more than others. President George W. Bush skipped the first five meetings before eventually talking to the group in 2006, and of course that was very, very controversial. For Obama, he skipped his first invitation, skipping his first invitation, rather, and the centennial celebration certainly could not have been an option. And there was a lot of pressure, obviously, for Obama to be there. He was. He talked about some of the things that you just heard there, talked about kids in certain neighborhoods and racism being felt by African-American women who are paid less for doing the same work as he put it, colleagues of a different color and gender, by Latinos made to feel unwelcome in their own country, by Muslim Americans viewed with suspicion for simply kneeling down to pray, by our gay brothers and sisters still taunted, still attacked, still denied their rights. So he encompassed everybody when he went for this, like I said, very, very, very historic moment because of the significance, of course, with the 100 years. All right, I mentioned Sonia Sotomayor. I got a ton of emails on this. I promise we'll get to the inbox certainly during this show, but it's going to be a quick vote. I can't imagine that it won't be speedy. There were complaints that she was evading the issues and she was dancing around abortion and gun control and all that other sort of stuff, but in the end it won't matter that Senator Arlen Specter thinks that, or it won't matter there were a couple of jabs here and there. There's certainly enough votes that she will be the next woman to serve on the Supreme Court. So 3 days of nationally televised question and answer rounds in that witness chair. Boy, it looks imposing just to look at the witness chair, doesn't it? When you see whoever it is and the cameras are shooting down on them. So Jeff Sessions from Alabama, the senior Republican, even said as things were wrapping up, this was a quote, "I look forward to you getting that vote before we recessed on August 7th. And he still said, even though he said that, those comments, he still says that he has serious concerns about her and he wouldn't support any attempt to block a final vote on confirmation and didn't see any other Republicans doing it. Of course not, because, again, you look at the voting public, you look at statistically where we are in this country and how many Republicans are up for reelection. It would be suicidal, let's be honest, if you look at the makeup of some of these guys, folks that might vote for them or that they want to vote for them when their terms come up. So, you know, that's not happening regardless. So, again, it was a foregone conclusion, open and shut case, and c'est la vie. We move on, and who knows when the next opportunity comes up for the next Supreme Court justice. You just don't know, and that's when it could get dicey, when the makeup of the court could change, because Sonia Sotomayor taking the position of David Souter by his retirement, you're just exchanging really one for the other if you look at his previous rulings. Coming up, we're going to talk about terrorism, certainly, a little bit more on what happened in Jakarta. I'll have some of that as well, and we'll talk to Jeff Atticott, too, about Dick Cheney and the secret terrorism program. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Well, taking the pulse outside of our borders, this just happened a little bit earlier. At least 9 people dead. I mentioned this when we first cracked open the mic at the top of the hour. At least 9 people dead so far. Hopefully they don't find any others. And a bunch of people injured as well. Some explosions rocking Jakarta in Indonesia, of course. And we'll have more on that. It's very, very sketchy at this point because it just happened a short while ago. Right now, the authorities over there are assuming that it's one of the lead terrorism groups, nothing to do with Al-Qaeda and nothing to do with the Taliban, but a different group trying to make a statement. So we'll certainly be talking about that. Earlier this week, and you know that I just jumped on my soapbox big time. Dick Cheney, the former VP, Nancy Pelosi, and a lot of other people in Congress are going on a massive witch hunt, I think, to nail the former VP for this secret counterterrorism program. Here's what Liz Cheney, who's been very vocal anyway about a lot of things ranging from Gitmo, etc., making the rounds on various TV shows, here's what she had to say about her father and the program, etc.
I think Speaker Pelosi knows that she made a mistake when she stood up in her press conference and suggested that the CIA has been lying to the Congress for years. And so for her now to sort of try to be diverting attention from that onto Vice President Cheney is very irresponsible, not just because it's a political miscalculation, but more importantly, much more importantly, because the national security of the nation is at stake here. And I think it's critically important for us to say, you know, what is it we need the CIA to be doing today? And what is it we need them to be doing tomorrow to keep us safe? Mm-hmm. And dragging the CIA officials and operatives, the people who participated in these programs, up in front of Congress for a round of investigations, we know where that's going to end up. Because there is absolutely, you know, nothing at this point that I think, frankly, anybody anybody could say that would get the Democrats off of this path of we're going to politicize intelligence, we're going to have investigations, we're going to put the nation in a situation where the CIA is more focused on responding to congressional political investigations than on defending the nation going forward. And that's dangerous. And the responsibility for that is going to be on the hands of the Democrats.
All right, joining us now, he's excellent, excellent. We've had him on before. Jeff Atticott, he's the Director for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University School of Law. Jeff, thanks for stopping by again on ATN. We appreciate the time.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
Now, Dick Cheney, the situation with Dick Cheney, let me ask you this from a legal perspective, out of bounds or not?
No, I think it's, it's the basic premise. The program that they're referring to right now is this quote-unquote assassination of al-Qaeda fighters. Of course, assassination is the wrong word because that means murder by surprise. If you're in a state of war, you can kill the enemy, regardless of where they're at, where they're located in the world. You don't have to ask them to surrender. You can kill them by surprise. Whether the agent of the killing is a military soldier or a CIA operative doesn't matter. So if we are in a state of war, and both President Bush and President Obama recognize that they're using the law of war, Congress has told us that the enemy is al-Qaeda, Taliban, and associated forces, their enemy combatants in the 2006 Military Commissions Act, and the Supreme Court has accepted the fact that we are at war. Therefore, I really don't understand from a legal perspective what, this is much ado about nothing. Of course you can kill the enemy anywhere in the world that they're located, and if the CIA had a program to do that, then more power to them. The reason they didn't carry the program out is because they said there were practical issues that they couldn't really iron out. But there's nothing illegal about killing the enemy.
And actually telling Congress or notifying, we'll call them the eight in Congress, is that really more a courtesy than something that is legally required?
It's not legally required, but it's something that's been done in the past, and it's probably taken on kind of a de facto life of its own. And so somehow, if you don't tell Congress what you're doing on a particular military operation, then they get very indignant and almost imply that it's illegal. No, it's not illegal. It's merely a policy that presidents have done in the past, but they have not briefed Congress on the minutiae in the past. And in this case, they were given broad outlines, apparently, of this CIA plan to kill al-Qaeda operatives. But the president has independent authority under Article 2 of the Constitution as the commander-in-chief. And quite frankly, every appellate court, every circuit court that has ever looked at the issue of warrantless wiretaps in the context of national security has said that the president has independent authority to conduct warrantless wiretaps when it's in the name of national security and you're targeting foreign agents. They don't need the permission of Congress to do it. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act cannot take away powers that are inherently given to the commander-in-chief under Article 2 of the Constitution. One branch of government can't legislate away constitutional powers from another branch of government.
So by pursuing this, if there would be, in fact, an investigation, that would just be like throwing money down a rat hole, because how could they ever, quote, get Dick Cheney on this then? Because there's legal precedent and the law would be on his side. I don't see how they would be able to have anything stick to him.
No, I mean, this smells to me like wag the tail. They're trying to divert attention, in my opinion, looking back in the past and trying to, beat the same old dog that seemed to work for the Democrat Party. And that is, scaring people and saying that we're shredding the Constitution and all this other nonsense. And they're trying to divert attention, in my opinion, from something else. Probably their agenda is to do cap and trade and health care reform and all those things. But I testified before the Senate a couple of weeks ago in the context of interrogation issues. And I challenged the senators that were sitting there, and they're very pompous and hypocritical. And I said, hey, if you guys think that waterboarding is torture, walk across the street and swear out charges against President Bush, against the people that wrote the legal memos, against the people that conducted it, because under the torture convention, which we are bound by, we are obligated to prosecute. So why isn't the Obama administration filing charges if they're saying that waterboarding is torture? They are the ones that are violating international law by not prosecuting. So go do it. And they just kind of looked at me like a deer in the headlights. It appears to me that they want to make politics out of this and not really pursue the rule of law, and that's sad.
Yeah, how worried are you as somebody who is so schooled in this area and, in fact, created this special form of law, which I think is brilliant timing on that. How many years ago, since like 2003, you've had that program at St. Mary's?
Yeah, we actually, I started it in 2002, and we formalized it in 2003, our center.
How worried are you for the future of the United States? It seems like we're taking these steps back, especially with the CIA. I have friends in the CIA, and they're telling me people are bailing right and left, Jeff, because they just don't want to deal with all the things that keep coming down the pike, and they're tired of being thrown under the bus.
Yes, it's a chilling effect. And in fact, that's part of what the 9/11 Commission report said that caused 9/11 was a lack of intelligence. And so now our solution is to attack our intelligence agencies almost at every turn, to call them liars, to you know, say that they were out doing assassinations of people, that were breaking the law, were bending the law. You know, obviously we have rogue CIA agents that have done illegal activities. We have bad soldiers that have done illegal things like Abu Ghraib. When you find those individuals, then you prosecute them. But to say that the entire organization is corrupt and bad is simply, one, it's not true, and two, you're sending the very wrong signals to the folks that work there and to our enemies.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on. We look forward to speaking with you in the future on America Tonight.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
All right, and so you heard what Jeff had to say, looking at the legal aspects of this, that it really is like wag the tail. Wag the tail is what's been happening in D.C., at least on this one. If there is nothing that you can go after the vice president for, which I thought originally there was, and as you just heard Jeff say, there's nothing. There's no precedent for this when you're talking about Congress. It will be, I guess, pushed as a gray area, and maybe that changes. Ultimately, however, I said this the other night, I don't think Dick Cheney faces any sort of charges. In the meantime, the big news that unfolded a couple of hours ago is that blast that slammed into the Ritz-Carlton and the Marriott in Jakarta, Indonesia. A lot of Americans go there and tour because some of the incredible things that are in that area, in that neighborhood. So massive investigations, because you had debris and glass flying onto the streets and were shocking a lot of people. Windows of the Ritz-Carlton up and down the whole lower section just blown out. The bombs were planted in the Ritz, apparently, in the restaurant in the basement of the Marriott as well. That Marriott was attacked in 2003, if you remember. More on that story, plus odds and ends. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
America tonight. I hope you stick around because we have our cheap movie review. And what is the biggest movie that is coming out this weekend? It would be Harry Potter, another edition of Harry Potter. J.K. Rowling. Man, I'd love to just spend the day with her and see what it's like. Here is a woman, talk about rags to riches. She was on the dole, as they say, in England. So to you and me, that means she was on unemployment. She was in a coffee shop just writing all her Harry Potter novels out, or her first one anyway. And next thing you know, somebody decided, geez, this is interesting. This is worth publishing. And boy, did her life change. She's one of the wealthiest people in England. And they just hit her up all, it's like one of those things, it's like a automatic, they hit her up for more Harry Potter stuff. And I had no idea that those books would spread along as much as they have. And this supposedly is the last one, but I don't know. I think if they were pressed, they would probably do one more. And this movie is going to set all kinds of box office records. I mean, already it had a secret release, and it's close to $50 million. So imagine when you really blow out all the theaters and the kids are out, and there's so many kids, teenagers and even younger kids, who collect the Harry Potter novels and play along and follow the stories and know all the characters. So this is one of those things where you're hooked and you're following. So it'll probably be it's probably going to be the biggest movie of the summer besides Transformers, but it might eclipse Transformers 2. I'm thinking. Anyway, we're going to talk movies. That's the biggest one, like I said. The other ones, of no big consequence. I don't want to spoil it for you, but there are a few others. That's the biggest and the one that'll get the most buzz. Also, of course, sports shorts, and Lance Armstrong had a blowout. I won't tell any bit more, but let's just say a little problem with tires. And, you know, when you bike race, I guess people don't realize this, or maybe you do, because you probably have had flats if you even just casually, recreationally ride a bike. But the way they're racing, and they have the cars behind them, the team cars, they can change those tires so fast. I mean, and that's key, because if it's a moment where you're getting toward the end of the race, or maybe it's a key part of the race, or just anywhere in the race, you have to do that quickly so you don't lose too much time, especially for Lance Armstrong, since he's in the thick of this thing and actually has a real chance at winning it. In the meantime, as all of you know, because we've been talking about this a ton, have you watched any television lately, and have you seen any of the commercials? We're going to let you hear one coming up later this hour, but the healthcare commercials, both against passing this healthcare measure and for reforming healthcare, have hit the airwaves big time. And there are a lot of people that are starting to speak out. Those Blue Dog Dems are speaking out. And, of course, the heavy push is to come up with a battle plan and to have this ultimately vote on the Dems, the House Dems, moving to vote on the health reform bill and have this in place and then jump to the Senate and watch this thing sail. And I had a huge debate with somebody about this today who told me I was so dead. This is what they said to me. You are dead wrong on what you're saying about health care. I've heard you quote the Canadians and talk about that and all that other sort of stuff. But give me a break. People can't afford the premiums. People are not going to the doctors because they can't afford to go to the doctors. And granted, and I've said this, some things have to be tweaked, absolutely. And it shouldn't be that people can't get coverage with pre-existing conditions and all of that. It does have to be revamped. But you just have to honestly say to yourself, do you want to be in a country where if it's your turn and you have, or someone in your family has a stroke, or they need something done with their heart, they have a cardiac arrest and they're rushed to the hospital and there's no beds. And this is the deal. It's all timing in Canada. So if you time your injury or your health problem correctly, then you're okay. If you don't, then you're not, because you've got to wait. So you're on a waiting list, essentially, for a call. I hate that idea. If something's wrong, then I want to know. If I'm on a waiting list, then you have a possibility to die, especially if it's something of a more serious nature, right? So anyway, the House Dems are pushing with the full steam ahead with the legislation that would deliver on Obama's promise to remake the health care system and cover the 50 million or whatever that figure is of uninsured folks, despite the heavy press, even from the Blue Dog Dems, that the $1.5 trillion plan just simply cost way too much. Way too much. And I think it would raise costs, and that's the problem. And for me, you can't convince me about the small businesses unless there's a way that, you know, here's the thing, you gunk it up. If you gunk it up and say, well, we didn't realize that this was going to happen, then what are you going to do to fix it, and how fast can you fix it? If that's the case, that's a whole different deal. But 1,000 pages, who's really combed through this? So ultimately, the Medicare, Medicaid cuts that they've offered to pay for the coverage expansion aren't big enough to offset the cost trend, basically, especially in the long term. And it to help uninsured people, it would raise federal health care spending, which already is unsustainable, okay? So you're not really getting the clear picture of how is this being handled? How is this being paid for? I mean, how is it happening? But the Democrats did pick up a whopper of an endorsement. They got They got the okay or the sign of approval or whatever you want to call it from the American Medical Association. Yeah, the AMA on board with this. They say that the bill meets the AMA's goals of expanding coverage while actually providing patients with a choice of health plans. So they shot off a letter, the AMA did, to the House Ways and Means Committee that they appreciate the bill, they support the passage, blah, 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 that the bill protects doctors, it makes sure that the patients with existing illnesses aren't denied coverage, and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. So here's the deal. The bill as written, this is important, this is what you need to know. The bill as written would have stopped insurance companies from denying coverage because of pre-existing conditions, beginning, though, in 2012. Now, they agreed to move up the implementation, easy for me to say, date for the group plans to 6 months after the bill takes effect. So if you're on a group plan through your company, not an individual thing, then the pre-existing deal would actually kick in a little bit sooner. You know, there were 50 amendments before one of the committees on the the bill the way it's proposed. 50 amendments, right? So it's been pretty rough. The Blue Dogs hold about a half dozen seats on one of the committees, and that's enough to block approval. And right now, the way it stands, and listening to some of these guys talk, they're opposing this over the cost and some of the other issues. In fact, Mike Ross, the congressman from Arkansas, who's the chair of the Blue Dogs Healthcare Task Force, is saying, look, the group needs to see, and this is what I'm saying, they need to see significant changes to protect small businesses and anybody in the rural areas. And how many people listening to America Tonight live in what would be considered a rural area? This would affect you because you have to contain these costs. The current bill, from everything that I've been able to ascertain about it, would just cripple the small business. Because here's the thing, it wouldn't be an option anymore. And I mean, I'll just say it, I won't beat you over the head with it, but I'll say it again. $250. A business making $250, just because on your books you show $250, you know, you've got people you're paying, you have whatever the supplies are, whatever it is you're shipping, all those costs. And trust me, as somebody who has been in a business, who has run a business, I know just how easily that goes away. It sounds like a big number. It's not somebody writing me a check for $250,000. It's nothing. I worked for an IPTV company. Now, granted, they definitely wasted a ton of money because they didn't know what they were doing, so they had people in charge that were just wasting, blowing all kinds of money. They went through $6 million in 1 year, 1 year and a half, I think. $6 million. Because they had crazy rent and they had salaries and all this other stuff. So the deal here is, I'm just trying to show you, $250,000 is nothing. And that's going to sink a lot of jobs. Unless, I agree with the Blue Dogs, unless something's put in there to rearrange that. So, and this is the other part of this, if you haven't heard me say this, because these are the key things. You would be required to get health insurance, and employers would have to contribute to the cost, right? Also, the government would have to provide financial assistance with premiums for individuals and families that make up to 4 times the federal poverty level. So that's about $88,000 for a family of 4. This is a close vote. I mean, it really could pass. Really, it could. Pick up the phone, send the emails if you don't agree. 800-259-5791. Other things on the docket, we'll talk about it. Coming up next.
Thank you. Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful.
Well, it looks like we may finally get health care reform.
It's about time. Because every day, more and more people are finding they can't afford health care.
Or they're losing coverage.
We need good coverage people can afford. Coverage they can get.
Even if they have a pre-existing condition.
And coverage they can keep if they change jobs.
Or lose their jobs. Sounds simple enough.
A little more cooperation, a little less politics, and we can get the job done this time.
All right, less politics, or here you kidding, less politics and getting the job done. Harry and Louise back at it again. That's one of the ads that is flying around on the tube. If you watch any of the boob tube, you know what I'm talking about. Look, ultimately this thing is being rammed through, and if there is enough partisan cooperation, it passes. End of story. If the blue dogs stick to what they're saying, then there's enough there in that committee to shoot it down. All I'm saying is, I don't say that there shouldn't be some reforms in healthcare, of course, absolutely. Trust me, I've seen it in my own family members and some ridiculous, crazy bills that people have gotten and the shock on their face when they realize, oh my gosh, am I covered off? Because people just automatically assume, too, when they get the bill, it's so convoluted trying to figure it out I guess that's the way some people think they're going to get me. What do I do? And then there have been a lot of people that for their whole life they paid their bills on time. They had great work ethic and they did everything they thought they were supposed to do. And they were just honest, good, hardworking people. And something happened to trip them up and it was health care because somebody got seriously ill and they had lost a job and it was a family member or whatever. So there are a ton of those stories, no doubt. But it doesn't mean that you ram something through that isn't done correctly. Can we take a step back and in these committees look at the 1,000 pages and make sure in going through it, all of it is correctly vetted out, like for the small businesses, where is the protection? Because those broad strokes are what come back to bite you. Oh, I didn't realize that was in there. Like, I'll give you an example. So many bills, so many measures, by the time they go to these committees, and then they're hashed out, are loaded with all kinds of little amendments and things that end up getting in there that you have no clue about. Like AIG and the bonuses. Chris Dodd, who was elected on so much credit card money, let's face it, in the past, he was the guy who put the amendment in there about the bonuses, the AIG bonuses. So when everybody's so shocked and people are throwing eggs at the houses of the people in Connecticut that work for AIG and the people that work in Manhattan are afraid because they work for the three dreaded letters. But all along, part of the bailout, it was a known fact that amendment was there. It wasn't a known fact until the story came out, but that amendment was there. But nobody bothered to really read it and know that it was there. So this constantly happens. Half the time when I come on the air and I'll tell you about, oh, you're not going to believe this, it's because it's something that came out of an amendment or a bill, you know, in a bill that wasn't talked about, that wasn't common knowledge, that slipped through. Like the earmarks, you know, talking about the earmarks. Wow, why are we spending this for that? How did that happen? And the surprise and the shock and the awe over it. Well, that's what the lawmakers are supposedly doing. And there are so many bills and there are so many things to legislation, pieces of legislation to vote on, to work on, all that kind of stuff, that the big ones, at least, that will affect us for a very long time, I know that the healthcare has been talked about for so bloody long. And how can we be a country with X amount of smart people in the world that we can't figure out how to tinker around this thing and get it right? But, okay, having said that, for whatever, how many decades it's been discussed since the 70s, now that's the rallying cry. Well, we've talked about this forever. But doesn't mean that the race to get it done is sloppy. Why does it have to be sloppy? Right? You know when you were a kid and you get your homework tossed back at you because you did it half-assed and you were busy running around doing other things, playing baseball, doing whatever, and you just ram through the homework project? Or, I mean, I'm guilty of this, I hate to say it, last-minute Kate on science projects. Because science was okay, but I wasn't great. I didn't think I was great at projects, so I'd always stress about projects, even from the time I was a little kid. Stress in the sense that I would wait till the very last second. And then I would tell my mother, oh, yeah, I have to have a working volcano. And I think her eyes would just bug out of her head. And so in the end, she would make me do it, but she would end up helping me so much because she knew how to do it and she would lay it out for me. So here's the deal. But by waiting till the end, how much better could your project have been, right? How much better could healthcare have been if there weren't these committee meetings earlier, if there weren't things that were properly, I think, properly executed in forming this measure? Because here's what's happened. Oh, Rahm Emanuel, you stay back. Don't go on the trip with us. Try to, you know, get the support, and that's what you do. Try to get the support for the measure, for the bill. Oh, we don't really have the measure. Let's pull this measure together. We got to pull it together. Okay, here's the 1,000 pages of the measure, different things that we've been talking about. And lo and behold, there's too many holes in it. It's like Swiss cheese. So my vote is no. And I think if the Blue Dogs stand up the way that they are and what they're saying, I don't think they'll get it unless some specific, amendments are put in this bill. Now, if they are put in the bill specifically with the small businesses, then maybe it does. And that's good, because if there's a push about, we're not going to do it, we're not going to do it unless you do something about the small businesses and don't have this broad cap of 250 or whatever it is, if there are some other things in there that make sense, then maybe we give the okay, and then it will fly through. But at the way it's going, probably not. We're going to do entertainment news in the second hour of America Tonight. Hopefully you get it in your area and you take it. But it's not often that we talk about, you know, this video has been floating around about Michael Jackson and the Pepsi commercial and his hair catching on fire. And I saw it is a shocking video. It was from the mid-'80s. Crazy to see what happened to him. He's lucky it wasn't worse. But maybe because of the plastic surgery and the recovery and all that, they're saying maybe that's what started the whole pill thing for Michael Jackson. But anyway, more currently, 9 workers were hurt and 1 person was killed on the Madonna tour set in France. The roof of the stage that was being built for this concert in Marseille just completely collapsed and fell on top of people at one of their state-of-the-art stadiums. It just collapsed on the workers. And her tour, I guess, has a pretty elaborate set. But the seriously injured person that was on the tour was an American and somebody from England as well. It's interesting. You just don't realize what goes on now, because with people like Madonna or mostly any of the concerts, if you're listening to me and you know, and you've gone to concerts, like Don in Wyoming goes to concerts, I've been to a bunch of concerts, a lot of times, especially the big ticket or the big name people, they have these amazing sets, I guess, that you know, you just don't think about what goes into the work behind it. You think of rockers just jumping on the stage, and of course they have the sound checks and their perfect equipment, and they want everything the way it's supposed to be. But it's about the show too, and the show sometimes is the sets. I mean, they have to go up pretty quickly. So here's what happened: the roof had been about 2/3 completed, and it just collapsed gradually, but not enough that they could get away from it. And the cause of it, they have no idea. So now they had to cancel the concert because rebuilding a stage isn't possible. They can't do it. That's how big it was. And then with these injuries, and the fire department said, you know, forget about it. So all those people are out of luck, but also the tragedy is, you know, who wants to perform the concert after that happens? Oof. I don't know. I'm from the old school of the rock concerts. Get on the stage and just start jamming with the acts. Got your drummer. You know what I'm talking about. Shoot me an email, day or night, americatonight.net.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?